It was a cold winter's eve, and someone very special was carefully checking their Christmas list for things they still needed to do. After one too many mince pies, he slowly gets out of his chair, then quickly hurries to the local vaccination centre somewhere in, South London, where he finds a sack full of Santas from all around the world, waiting for exactly the same thing. How convenient. And who might be administering the vaccines, I wonder? Well, it's none other than Dr. Hillary, the celebrity doctor from the TV. Splendid.
Well, kids, I'm just doing my yearly call to the North Pole for Santa's holiday health check. It's been a tough season with lots of viruses making people sick.
Thankfully, Santa and I are feeling as healthy as ever. We are both up to date with our vaccinations, including COVID boosters and flu shots.
That's so good to hear.
I always tell Santa to make a list and check it twice. One, stay up to date on your vaccinations. Two, wear a mask in crowded indoor places and make sure it fits nice and snug. Three, wash your hands to the tune of jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Great advice. Great voice too. Also, you can be sure to stay at home if you're feeling sick. And if you're gathering indoors with other people or elves, open a door or a window for a few minutes at a time to let in some fresh air. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happening today, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is begging the public to get their flu and COVID vaccines as cases soar across the country amidst what has been dubbed the triple demic.
We are seeing now rates of influenza that are higher than we've seen in a decade at this time of year. We have now over 7,300 flu deaths. That's more than we had all of last season, and rates continue to rise. And here in Atlanta, we are at high rates of influenza.
The director adding that only time will tell if this flu season will become one of the worst we've ever seen.
Hospital beds in the Carolinas are filling up with flu patients. This year's season, the worst we've seen in a decade. Doctors say the majority of the people admitted to the hospital haven't gotten their annual flu shot.
You should plan to get it now. It's not too late. In addition to protecting against infection, both influenza and COVID-19 vaccines can protect people from the downstream effects of those infections.
That includes heart attack or stroke. Research shows cardiovascular deaths spike around the same time as the flu, but getting the flu shot significantly lowers that risk.
We came out of COVID first. I described that in my book, My Conversations with Albert Bourla of Pfizer. And I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. And the reason I could do that is because we have a database, 98%, a medical database, 98% of our population has digitized medical records and little card. And anywhere you go in any hospital in Israel, north, south, doesn't make any difference. Boom, you punch it in, and you know everything about this patient for the last 20 years. I said, we'll use that to tell you whether these vaccines, what do they do to people, not individual people, not with their individual identities, but statistically, what does it do to people with, meningitis? What does it do to people with high blood pressure? What is it, you want to know that. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer.
Adams North has become the first in Australia to roll out a life-saving street tool. Defibrillators have been installed outside homes, increasing survival rates of cardiac arrests.
A life-saving machine is now within walking distance for every resident in Reservoir.
Every home is now within 400 metres of a defibrillator.